Your nature proves what you are. Your life shows, reflects what you are. And in the beginning, it's not hard for me to see that. It's not hard for you to see it. If I went out to Roy Slaughter's, the farmer sitting here, and I saw the pigs out on manure pile eating manure, I wouldn't think nothing bad about that. He's a pig. But if I saw a lamb up on that manure pile, I'd wonder. See? Don't worry, you won't see him there. He just couldn't stand it. That's right. And a man that's born of the Spirit of God hates the things of the world. That's right. For if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God's not even in you.
Amen.
If I run around with women every day and come and tell my wife I love her, she'd know I was a liar. My actions would speak louder than my words. Certainly. I proved to her I didn't love her because it wasn't true to her. She told me she loved me, and every time I'd be gone, she'd take over somebody else. It would prove that she didn't love me. Right, her actions proved. I don't care how much she'd try to tell me, Bill, I love you, and there's no one else in the world but you. I know she's a liar. And when you try to say, Lord, I love you, and doing the things of the world, God knows you're a liar to begin with. Amen. So what's the use of accepting old halfway experience and something like that when the great skies of heaven are full of the real thing? Amen. Why do you want to be a miserable, professed, halfway, half-baked, so-called Christian when you can be a real born-again child of God with the joy bells of heaven ringing in your heart, rejoicing and praising God and living a life of victory through Jesus Christ? Not trying to do it yourself because you failed to begin with, but take Him at His word and rest upon what He said was the truth. And believe Him and love Him, and He'll make everything work right and right for you. That's it. That's the idea.